You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of The Drop Podcast. Today's episode, we're going to be going over the Blues versus the Stars. The game was played on November 3rd of 2016. Going into the game, I'm sure everybody's been wondering, when are the Blues going to start putting pucks in the net? I myself have been wondering that, and Ken Hitchcock is going to try something new for this game. He's going to mix up the lines. Don't know if that's going to work, because I've always been the believer that keep the lines together, let them work their issues out, and if you've got the right people on the right lines, then it's going to work out for you. The Blues would be going against a goalie they've dominated for a while, an Antti Niemi of the Stars. They really played well against him last year, and he has not had very good success against them for quite a while. Let's go ahead and get into the game and see if the Blues would get the first goal or if Dallas would get the first goal.
Stars the other way. Sagan, his shot, they score! Well, it's set up by Johnny Oduya coming all the way back into his own zone on an opportunity. Gets his stick in it, pops off, eaves right in front of his own goaltender. And then what does he do? He works his way all the way up to the other end of the ice. Tyler Seguin with a shot going to the net. Eaves goes to that area where we see him all the time, and he gets rewarded for it.
The Stars get a goal by Patrick Eaves. And you know what? The Blues have put some pressure on Niemi in the first period, and it was back and forth until just a few minutes into the second period. The Blues actually looked pretty good. They weren't getting any goals, but they were getting some decent scoring chances. But Patrick Eaves would get the goal for Dallas and put them on the board first. That would be a second goal of the year, and it was assisted by Tyler Seguin, who in fact Dallas missed last year during the playoffs when they played the Blues, and they missed him in the first round too. They sorely missed him at the end of last year in the playoffs, and now that they've got him back, they're hoping that they can gel again because they've had issues scoring, but Patrick Eaves didn't in this one. Like I said, it was Seguin's fourth assist and Ben's fourth assist of the year, and it was at 6 minutes and 35 seconds into the second period. And the Stars take a 1-0 lead. The Blues would continue to work hard, have a few chances, and eventually they get a puck in the net on a goal by Paul Stastny.
Trip by Edmondson. So we go 4-on-4. Now Petrangelo gets it in front. Rebound to Stastny, shot, and he scores! Stastny! And it's 1-1 as he gets the rebound.
Just driving hard to the net and staying there. Stop and stay is a common theme, and Stastny does so, and this backhander finds its way in over the pad and under the glove, it looked like, of the goaltender. Good play by Petrangelo, although the wobbly puck finds its way through Jason Spezza's legs, and then you can see on the far side, it just comes right to Stastny after the goaltender. Niemi made the first save. He pushed the puck out on the rebound. You see he pushes it out. And then this one actually glances off the pad and then up under the bar.
A beautiful goal by Paul Stastny, people. I hope everybody got to see this goal. You know, the Blues are working hard. They're looking pretty good. They come back and tie this game. It would be Stastny's fourth goal of the year. Very nice to see. I think he's playing much better than he has. You know, he played well in the playoffs last year, but before that there was some question that he needed to play a little bit harder. I don't think there's any doubt Paul Stastny's not playing hard this year. Like I said, it's his fourth goal. Petrangelo gets his fourth assist. Alexander Steen, who looked very good in the game, gets his sixth assist of the year. And it was 11 minutes and 26 seconds in to the second period. So the Blues are looking pretty good at this point. But the tie would not last very long. Dallas gets on the board quickly after the Blues tie it.
One against Schwartz, lead pass. Jamie Benn's in behind. Benn to the forehand, and he's stoned by Allen. Sends it in front. Klingberg shuts goal! What an answer! His first of the season.
Well, there's a couple guys that combined in that goal that needed that to happen. Great outlet pass. Jamie Benn, he gets it poked off initially, but he stops on the puck. Stops, has his head up. John Klingberg continues to come off the ice. Good pass by Jamie Benn.
So just 31 seconds after the Blues tie the game, Dallas gets a goal on a great pass from Jamie Benn to Klingberg. And Dallas takes the lead 2-1. Klingberg, that's his first goal of the year. Jamie Benn, his fifth assist of the year. Tyler Seguin, his fifth assist of the year. And that was 11 minutes and 57 seconds into the second period. 2-1 Stars. After the second period, the Blues are only down 2-1. They've actually played a pretty good game up to this point. And you're thinking, hey, you know, with the amount of pressure they're putting on Niemi, pucks are going to start going in the net here. The Blues are going to start getting some opportunities. They're playing pretty good defense. Jake Allen looks really good, even though he's given up two goals. You know, he's played pretty well up to that point. But Dallas just starts putting the pressure on, and it started on this goal by Steven Johns early in the third period.
Call. Edmondson's back on the ice for the Blues. Stars get the extra attacker on. Shot, they score! The Stars, I think, have taken a 3-1 lead and are going to go on the power play.
They should. Edmondson comes right out of the box. Drills Johnny Oduya from behind. Right as Sagan's laying that pass over to Johns as he finishes it off. Steps out of the box. Oduya doesn't see him coming and just continues on after he makes the pass. The pass is already over by Tyler Seguin when he gets hit.
Dallas strikes early in the third period on this goal by Steven Johns to make it 3-1, just 3 minutes and 40 seconds in. It would be his second goal of the season. Seguin, his sixth assist. Oduya, his fourth assist of the season. And Dallas is starting to get a little bit ahead of the Blues. Blues are still playing decently. But you can see things are starting to fall apart. And they continue to fall apart as Dallas would get the power play goal and take a 4-1 lead.
If you can do something wrong, make sure you do it hard.
4-on-3 here. Spezza wins the draw. Seguin gets it to the net. Immediate. It goes in! Spezza!
It's a power play, but it is a blue-collar power play.
He wins the draw. That was the big part of it.
Nice little play by Lindell. Seguin doesn't do anything but get it to the net. But again, look at the guy that goes to the front of the net. Jason Spezza ends up going off the toe of the skate off of Bollmeister.
Dallas has a little bit of an extra step here starting this third period, and the Blues are just making way too many mistakes. And they take the lead, a commanding lead on this power play goal by Jason Spezza at 4-1, his fourth goal of the season. Seguin continues to play very well in this game, gets his seventh assist of the season. Lindell gets his first assist, and this is 5 minutes and 30 seconds, or 36 seconds into the third period. The Blues need to come back. They need an answer to stay in this game, and they would get it from Alex Pietrangelo.
Tough angle, and now for Fabry. The shot, and that's off a stick and wide. Now Pietrangelo shoots. He scores! What a shot by Pietrangelo! And it's 4-2.
And there's the hockey sense of the D of the St. Louis Blues activating. And on a sharp angle, similar angle that Steven Johns had.
Pietrangelo makes the game close. After Alexander Steen, we thought it scored a goal to make it 4-2. Well, they took that goal away from Steen. But Pietrangelo comes back and actually makes it 4-2. The Blues aren't looking terrible at this point, but they're just not looking quite right. Dallas continues to put the pressure on. They're trying to score more goals. Jake Allen does his best to keep the Blues in this game.
Into the forecheck, Korpikoski in front. Shore missed it. Now the puck toward the goal again. Korpikoski wide open off the goalpost. Spezza hit the post. What a save.
It was a very good save, and Jake Allen would do his best to keep it 4-2. And then with about 4 minutes or so left, Ken Hitchcock would pull Jake in the favor of an extra attacker. Wouldn't really do too much for the Blues. They really didn't get too much pressure on Niemi after that. And very quickly, the Stars would add an empty net goal.
Side, Pietrangelo. Laterra right in front of the net. That shot actually hit him. Stars grab it. Klingberg backhand goes in! Struggled to hit the ocean off a dock for over a month. Scores his second of the night.
So the Stars make it 5-2 on the empty net goal by John Klingberg, which would be his second goal of the game. And Ben had an assist, his sixth of the season. That would be Jamie Benn. And that was at 16 minutes and 30 seconds into the third period. They would bring Jake Allen back in, and you were hoping that the Stars wouldn't score any more goals. But the Stars never let up, and they wanted to show the Blues that, hey, you know, we can play this fast game too. And Jordy Benn, Jamie's brother, gets on the board with this goal.
Game in all areas of the game tonight.
Spezza able to win this draw. Hamuse over it goes to Jordy Benn. He scores! execution on both ends of that. Another face-off win that leads to a tally on the board.
Well, and you were talking about Jordy Benn earlier.
So the sixth goal of the game for the Stars would end this scoring barrage in the third period. It'd be Jordy Benn's first goal of the season, assisted by Hamhuis and Korpikoski. That was Korpikoski's second and Hamhuis's third assist of the season. And Jordy Benn didn't want his brother to be the only one to get a goal, I guess. So that was at 16 minutes and 47 seconds into the third period. And that would be it for the scoring. Dallas wins 6-2. Let's go ahead and go over the stats of the game. The Blues fall to 5-4-2. The Stars improve to 4-4-2. The Blues had 30 shots. They had some pretty good chances against Niemi. Just couldn't put them behind him. Dallas had 27 shots. Blues were 0-for-3 in the power play and continued to struggle on the power play. The Stars were 1-for-4 in the power play. Faceoffs 43% for the Blues, 57% for the Stars. Let's go ahead and recap the goals. Stastny had a goal for the Blues, his fourth, and he had an assist. Pietrangelo had his second goal of the season and an assist. And Alexander Steen had an assist, and he had a goal taken away from him, too. Jake Allen made 21 saves. Tyler Seguin of the Dallas Stars had 4 assists. Jamie Benn had 3 assists. So their 2 stars showed up and really played well in this game. Klingberg had 2 goals, and that would be his first and second of the year. Eaves had a goal. Spezza had a power play goal, which was his fourth of the year. And Niemi played, I would say, one of his best games against the Blues and made 28 saves. Let's hope some home cooking for the Blues will do them some good this weekend when they come home to play the Columbus Blue Jackets and then turn right around and play the Avalanche at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Get down and watch the Blues. I know this scoring drought's going to end. Be there when it ends, folks, because it's going to be a good time. I want to thank everybody for joining me. Don't forget to come back for those game recaps against the Blue Jackets and also against the Avalanche. Have a great rest of your Friday night, a great rest of the weekend. Talk to you later.
This has been The Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TheDropPodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.